Thanks again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I am your host, Jerome. We're on volume number 183 of the Quarantine Lean edition of the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Man, I'm going to get right to it. I'm sick and tired of seeing black people dying from fentanyl. Heroin that's laced with fentanyl and cocaine that's laced with fentanyl. I'm going to say this again. I'm sick and tired of seeing black people overdosing and dying from fentanyl, heroin that's laced with fentanyl, cocaine that's laced with fentanyl. Now there's actual rumors out that marijuana is actually being laced with fentanyl. This drug is badder or worse than the crack epidemic. See, this is how we know, or this is how I know that at this point in time, we are almost in a point of no return. This is war. This is the point in time when you have to turn back around after the bully has smacked you in the back of the head for the last time, put his feet in mud, and stomped on your white sneakers. And was like, yeah, chump, what you gonna do about it? This is the last time. So I know a lot of you all are like, Jerome, what are you talking about, man? You talk about the same thing. What is it? What now, Jerome? I'm ringing the alarm. I said a long time ago that our community is being occupied. We're being economically occupied in every sense of the word. And you, Andrew Yang or Wang, this was a liberal, some type of political phenom, stated it like within the next 20 years, if black people don't get our business in order, that basically we're going to be slaves economically. Meaning that we're not going to have property. We don't have property. We don't have businesses. If we don't have businesses or we don't have property, we can't plant our own food. It gets really, really deep. If we don't have land, then we... You see the shit that's going on in Jackson, Mississippi right now? Really and truly, you know what that's about? It's a water crisis, but really and truly, it's a land crisis as well. Because whoever owns that land in regards to the water, the engineering facility and all of this other type shit, that's really what it comes down to. So the people who own that land, where the water supply is, that's who's really calling the shots. Believe it or not. I'm going to digress from that. Nope, I'm not. Because I told everybody that one of the best places to move and live is the Midwest. You want to know why? Because of the water supply. And I know some people are going to be saying Flint, Michigan, but look it up. The top five biggest water supplies in the entire world is the Great Lakes, baby. So I'm just going to sprinkle that in there. But let me get back to this message. We cannot continue to allow Hispanics, Asians, in some situations, Africans, Arabs, as well as Europeans, to poison our people. Ladies and gentlemen, fentanyl is not cocaine. It is not crack cocaine. It is the deadliest thing that our community, that it is the deadliest substance that we has ever seen. I have said this before. But see, at first, it was coming down to adults. You know, people that were doing heroin. You know, mid-30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. Now it's starting to litter down to 30s, early 20s, and as low as ages of 13. But only thing we want to sit back and do is go back and forth about who's going to be submissive in a relationship. Shut y'all dumb ass up. We have more to discuss than that. Can you imagine how much money is funneled out of our community to different drug distributions? Groups. How much? And see, this is the reason why I had a problem with Fannie Wilson or Willis in Atlanta. You ain't doing nothing. You sitting back there holding your chest out with your forehead up, standing proud. And the only thing you doing is just sending a lot of niggas to jail. Just sending a lot of black people to jail. Are you really aware of what we're up against? You have no idea. See, I get it now. Her campaign structure is press. Yeah. So she wants to make it seem like that the YSL gang and this other gang and these other rappers are the really real root cause of what's really going on in Atlanta. Don't be stupid, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be honest, Atlanta has a drug problem. Those people over there are not on the street for nothing. They're strung out. They can't beat their addiction. Fentanyl has crippled the entire United States, especially in the black community. I'm focusing on our people because I want us to be, well, not even ahead of the curve, just to open your eyes. 5 years ago when I was talking about crystal meth and how it was going to hit our community, like, see, we didn't believe it. Because usually black people draw the line with crack cocaine. Now they started popping these pills, the X pills, the Mollies, the Percocets, all types of shit. But they don't know that these pills are being manufactured with what? Fentanyl. See, I said, and people laughed at me. I said, you know what? we're not looking at this from a survival standpoint. Because if we were, then we would understand that I would say the trillions of dollars is being registered that we spend. Way more money is leaving out of our community going to these different drug outlets. The Mexican cartel, the Albanians, the Chinese, the Arabs. We just never see these people outside. Oh, but oh yeah, that's definitely who is funneling this shit into our community. But we always got to have some type of D-boy that's willing to go get it and bring it back. Disperse it, then pay. In his mind, he's thinking that he has a direct connect to the plug. In his mind, that's what he thinks. But he's not realizing that these people are using him. Oh man, you know what? I cut out the middleman. I go straight to dude. Yeah. And you pumping this shit in there and you killing, you literally. See, back in the day when they used to be like, man, you killing your own people. But see, we didn't realize that they was telling us a lie about cocaine. We didn't realize, we didn't know, we weren't educated. We didn't know that you could come back from this shit. Because guess what? They were not trying to put us in rehab. They weren't giving us the proper alternatives in regards to saying, hey, you know what? If you work yourself out, if you eat right, this, that, and the third, if you do this, if you do this, hey, you can beat it. Or you can be a productive, functioning addict. So from a mental standpoint, from somebody that was smoking cocaine back then, they thought that their life was a revolving cycle. But oh no, these damn resilient ass black people, once they begin to go to jail, once they begin to pray, once they begin to seclude themselves and rid themselves of the cocaine and actually learn the cycle, because cocaine don't stay in your system that long. Marijuana stays in your system longer than cocaine. Then we started to see more and more and more and more black people get off of the drug. Then I said, hold on. What's happening here? Could it be that there's something going on that's actually happening? Is the amount getting weaker? Is the dose getting smaller? Then I watched a couple movies. And then I started to see that there were different things going on. They started to cut the cocaine differently to make more. These are things that the cartel was doing to make more money, to bring back massive profits. With B12. Ah. But there was a couple of different places that were really, really hot spots for heroin. The west side of Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, and I think like Hartford, Connecticut. These places were known for heroin. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. These places were known for heroin. And black people would indulge in this shit too. Right? But that was like, that never made it like to down south. New Orleans, I forgot. New Orleans, Louisiana. Oh, yeah. But it wasn't a popular thing. Then you had a whole lot of people start talking about doing cocaine. Younger people snorting cocaine. Some start smoking cocaine. Some start lacing the cocaine with the weed and all of this type of shit. But see, I'm such of a, I look at how things are going and affecting our community in all different facets. So now think about this, right? Can you think about how much money that the government, local, state, and federal, how much money that the government in the last, I'm just going to say in the last 10 years, has seized from the black community in regards to illegal drugs or illegal drug money? I'm talking about ecstasy. I'm talking about crystal meth. I'm talking about fentanyl, heroin, cocaine. I think we, just off of that, we're probably at $1 trillion. Off of the money that they have seized. That's a big chunk of money that's going away from our community. And think about this. The amount of money that's been funneled up to any of these drug outlets to bring to funnel the drugs back down. We're no doubt about it talking about 10 years, definitely 500 billion, definitely 1 trillion maybe, but man. And we wonder why when we look around. Man, why don't nobody got nothing? Why are we struggling all the time? What is it? And see, we will point the finger at elections. We'll point the finger at racism, which all of these things may be true, redlining, we'll point the finger at all of that, deconstruction of the black family, but we never point the finger at the black market. This is just drugs. We're not talking about cigarettes. We're not talking about beer. We're not talking about Hennessy. We're not talking about champagne. We're not talking about shoes, clothes, jewelry. But if you think about it, if you add all of that stuff up, what I just said, and you picture this, that's a black person's forte. Jewelry. Clothes, cars, expensive drinks, drugs. Why is it that we don't see the big picture, that we are out here defeating ourselves, ladies and gentlemen? See, it's obvious now, and why the Hispanics are able to create grocery stores. They're able to create their own food chain. You want to know why? Because a portion of that money is still being funneled into that neighborhood. These people have very, very affluent investors that we will never see. Oh yeah, you want to start this? Okay. You know what? It's no problem. I want you all to take a look around your neighborhood, because now the black neighborhood is becoming the Hispanic neighborhood. Nobody's saying nothing about it. We're not drawing a line and saying, hey, look, this belongs to us. Hey, come on in. Y'all want to come over here and sell tacos? Sure. You want to put your grocery store right there? Sure. You want to have your church right there? Sure. It's nothing we can do about it because we don't have the funds. So they don't have to ask nobody for shit. Same thing with the Asians. Same thing with the Hindus and the Arabs. Not asking us for nothing. They're walking straight through, licking their chops. Can't you all see it? This is war. For every one of our men, women, and children that dies of drugs, that dies of things that are destructive, when are we going to wake up? Because it's almost like this is a silent war that's being raised against us, and we don't even know that we're in a fight. These people respect Poppy more than they respect their own daddy. They are loyal to these people. They will go all the way out. Hey, man, you know what? You better not. Don't show. Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I've never been late with my plug, bro. The fuck is you talking about? But here we are. We got our own people. And see, this is how disoriented we are, because we are high. We got our own people. You know what? If this person say something about one of your dead homies that ain't never coming back, you trying to kill this nigga. But yet and still, you will sit out here and get 10 ounces of straight fentanyl and try to serve it to everybody on the block. And then go ahead and run that money right back to homie so he can run you some more to kill your own people. Is you dumb? I think that I'm going to do an extensive study, and I'm going to go back into the 80s, and I'm going to really, really see how many people did die from the crack epidemic in regards to overdosing. How many people died? This is way different. This is way different. The only thing about this is fentanyl is a synthetic drug. Meaning that it is of a chemical compound. It is a mixture of components. It's just like crystal meth. Crystal meth is not something that can be grown. You have to have the appropriate chemicals to make that drug. See, we can no longer blame this shit on these Hicktown-ass white people. Because, see, they was turned out on it first. And please believe, I'm coming down on my community, but it is way more white people out there using that damn fentanyl. And I'm not saying that to get brownie points, but I am saying this. Right now, that's the reason why they haven't actually brought the damn hammer down. Because, see, it happened overnight. At first it was the needles, full with heroin, now it's full with fentanyl, and now they don't know what to do. Because, see, they tried to pacify the problem because it was so many white people that was on it, they didn't want to throw all the white people in jail like they did the black people. Now, see, we really should have a damn problem with that. Because, to be honest, in this scenario, the less people that you have in jail, the less the demand is. Aha. But it would be a massive haul of people being thrown in jail. You would probably have to keep them there for 5 years. And even then, it is rumors of there being fentanyl in the local county jails. But I'm finna get back on the subject though. What do y'all think? Do y'all think that we're in a silent war? Do you all think that fentanyl has taken over our community? Do you think that we need to go to war with the black, with the Mexican cartels and the major drug dealers who are dropping this stuff in our community, paralyzing and killing our people? How do we do something like that? And what would be the best outcome? Because these people are out for blood. They are traumatized by power and money. Can you imagine if you just grow some? If my yard is full of grass right now, and if I'm able to go out there and bag that grass up, and for every small Ziploc bag, I'm able to sell that for $3,000. I'm selling a half an acre. It's a lot of damn money. Now imagine me saying, you know what, instead of me continuing to get the money off the grass, even though it's illegal, I'm going to buy some AstroTurf, basically, and make it look like the same thing, but instead it's going to have a couple of those ugly ass, like, black rocks in it. So people aren't getting the real thing, it just looks like it's the real thing, but I'm making it faster. That's the epitome of greed. That's exactly what these cartels are doing. See, we're not noticing right now that the United States is in a situation to where almost drug czars are running different portions of every region of the United States. I don't think that the common person understands that. I do. See, these are the people that's really controlling the violence. These are the people that's really controlling the gang activity, because now gangs are really into selling drugs. These are the people that's really controlling how many homes are broken in, how many violent crimes are committed. Because as supply dries up and the money starts to dry up, violence happens for whatever reason. A domestic abuse, a window may be broken. A fight may break out. Somebody may get stabbed. But we want to put a picture of XYZ gang in front of this type shit. We are way, way, like, don't play with my intelligence. Oh, they said this. You have no idea. Those people ain't really touching no money like that. If they was, hell, when they went to jail, they don't even have money to bail out. If you gave most of these people $250,000 to bail out, that's $2.5 million. They're going to be like, shit, man, I'm going to let my aunt. They don't got that money because they ain't making that type of money. These people are not making that type of money out here. They're making the money from the street thing. They're giving it back to this other dude. This other dude is giving it back to them. And then that's when they go give it back to homie. And they're not noticing that, you know what, really and truly, if dude say no, it's over with for you, partner. Then he might get one of your homies to come and do. It's wicked out here. But it don't make no sense. We got to get this dark cloud from over us, man. It's a real dark cloud. And ain't nobody willing to come out and tell the truth. But I'm bold enough, and brave enough to say, hey, look, we might have to go to war with these people. And say, hey, man, look. We don't want that over here, bro. And if we catch you and whoever else, then guess what? The hood coming after you, my guy. Everywhere. We don't want to see our kids dead on the street, man. We don't want that. You had a great run. Almost 50 years. 50 years. We don't want that anymore, man. It is holding us back. We want to be happy again. We want to love our own people again. Y'all are getting in the way, bro. Nope. We know what, we'll figure something out, man. We don't need that no more. I'd like to thank y'all again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Man, comment, subscribe. You know, share, conversate, whatever you need to do, man. Get this message out, though. Is it time for us to start to go to war with the drug czars that are over our community, that is holding us hostage? And how do we start to hold these people accountable for bringing these toxic drugs into our neighborhood? Y'all have a great night.